We'll be right back. Shows beyond all limits.
Limits.
Still figuring out my new software here.
I can barely hear myself.
Follow the cord.
Follow the black twirly cord. That's better. Yeah. I don't know.
That'd be a volume control on the headphones.
Hold please. No, they're up as high as they... Right? No, that doesn't seem to be doing anything. Ugh, whatever. I can hear well enough. It's fine.
Okay.
I'm a big girl.
All right.
That's better. Okay. Whoa. All right. That's fine.
Too loud?
No. I mean, I'm used to having like one ear off anyway. Hashtag DJ life. So
yeah.
I kind of prefer this anyway.
All right. Well, that's technical difficulties for tonight. I'm DJ Doug.
DJ Little Hiss Muppet.
This is Beyond All Limits.
Hissing in action.
So my headphones are quiet too. There we go. That's better.
Yay.
Dealing with technological things.
As per usual.
Deficiencies.
Yeah. That's the thing when you share a station. Everyone has their own things. And
it's
supposed
true.
To get kind of reset to some baseline level when people leave. But does that happen?
Yeah, and all this
no.
is stuff that... that DJ John Hell was not using. This is other people's stuff. But yeah.
We're not blaming anyone.
Yes.
And not saying we are absolved from leaving the knobs as we like them either.
Yes.
So we're guilty of it too.
I think John Hell for a good show. We're
yes.
not going to play any Grateful Dead because we're sure that he covered that pretty solidly.
We can't follow
well, guess.
That tribute.
Yeah.
But yes, rest in peace to Bob Weir. I work in Upper Haight, and it has been a flurry of outpouring of appreciation and homage. Lots of tribute bands and folks coming out and paying their respects. And it's been pretty cool.
Patchouli in the streets.
Dude, really? I've smelled a lot of patchouli this week.
Sorry. Although I enjoy Bob Weir.
I mean, I smell a fair
so
amount to begin with, but it's been like tenfold this week for sure.
Patchouli in the streets. Sorry. It's
patchouli in the streets.
Yeah. I could call the tribute album that. I'll let you guys have that. I tried to play some jammy stuff that's different jammy. We played...
Quince Paste
Jam. We started off
jam.
With the Tony Williams Lifetime from Emergency Volume 2. The song was called Sangria for 3.
Yeah.
John McLaughlin, Larry Young, Tony Williams.
So we just had Sangria
trio.
With dinner, so we're like, we got to play the Sangria song.
Plus, it's a great song.
But that too.
So that was my jammy tribute for different kind of jam.
Mm-hmm.
Whistle While You Work. I think that's a track. Actually, I don't know which track I played. I just picked a random one, and I don't remember what it was, but it was from Brother Jack McDuff, Live. All caps, Live. T for Two by Bud Powell from Broadcast Performances, ESP Disc Release, 1973. But the recording is from 1953, so it sounded all tinny. And then we ended with Rock On from Art Ensemble Chicago.
Yay.
From the album Great Black Music and Message to Our Folks. So yeah, that was a kind of, weird set. That was my set to start the show, at least.
Cool.
And what else? I don't know. Yeah, there'll be more music to come. So no dead, because I think, John Howe covered that. I'm sure other people have.
Yeah.
And,
I think...
I don't know enough about the Dead to know difference between
weird. Do you own any Grateful Dead albums?
I own two. Europe, Live 72, I think it's called.
Okay.
I like that one a lot.
Yeah.
Very cool album art, too, on that.
Yeah.
And maybe Workman's Dead. Those are two I have.
I only own American Beauty, but I love that album.
No, it's, they only really have like three like studio albums that are, and that's two of the three right there.
Yeah, so. Well then Axamaxa, whatever. I don't own that one, but I would like to.
Terrapin Station.
And then Skeletons from the Closet, I guess, is more of like a,
it's a hits,
but it's a mix of studio and live. But I think the last song on there is a live recording of a cover of Turn On Your Love Light.
Yeah.
And that one's good. They
mostly,
a lot.
I think they mostly released live albums.
It's
like not many studio albums.
Correct.
But yeah, Europe,
I am far from a Deadhead.
Europe 72, that's the record. It's quite good.
Okay.
It's like three records or something.
Yeah. Like I said, I do like American Beauty. So that's a nice record.
I've played Europe 72 here before, but maybe next week. We'll see. But I also am not like an aficionado, so I don't really know the difference between Bob Weir and a Jerry Garcia song.
Same. So, yeah.
I guess I can just look at the album whoever wrote it, but it's probably going to say Hunter or that other guy.
Sometimes people ask me things, and I'm like, I can only tell you the most basic, basic info.
Oh man, what was? So I was playing Rush and Skid Row earlier.
John Hell?
No, before his show.
Who was that?
I don't know. So did that. Well, this wonderful calendar now.
Well, no, because there was someone was filling in for Black on Black on Black.
That must be who it is, because I'm just looking at our new calendar, which is on the website.
No, it was supposed to be a rerun. Maybe she was playing that way.
We have this wonderful calendar now.
We do have a wonderful calendar.
We can see all of our shows right here, so we can talk about them. I could say, you know what the show before us is Black on Black. Black on Black is before John Hell.
Black on Black on Black.
Yeah. And after us, Bo's Veranda will be up.
I'm
a skeptic. I still haven't come up with a name for the power block it used to be. It's going to be something else.
Yeah. Ask him to take care of the cat when we're out of town.
Well, that's different, but yeah. I have to give a name.
The cat's name is
Stay
Paloma.
Tuned after this. We're here till midnight, and then DJ Man Skeptic will be here with Bo's Veranda.
Bo's Veranda.
I don't know. What else is there? I don't know. I'm still digesting dinner.
Yeah. We had a very delicious and large dinner that we're recovering from. What did I bring? I brought some kind of... I hate the term post-punk, because, like, to me, post means, like, later or after, but it's not.
The things that came about, post-punk is a thing, but it's... not really punk.
It's not aptly named.
Well,
in my
what band are you talking about?
Well, I'm gonna play The Damned next.
I don't know if that's post-punk.
I would just say The Damned is just punk.
Yeah,
it's or like even kind of like later Damned is just kind of like gothy punk.
I think it's just.
But
punk.
I mean, I did. I also brought some Wire, and I think a lot of people consider Wire post-punk.
Well, but post-punk is more like bands with punk aesthetics. They're not doing punk. They've evolved into something else. That's post-punk.
Yeah, it's but like how post-pop. Long has Wire been around?
Late 70s or late
80s? I know, because to me,
the punk started in like 1969.
I don't know, because to me, like 77 was like, that was kind of like the year. And I mean, didn't Pink Flag come out in like, well, maybe it came out in like 79.
I think that's like 1980, maybe, you know?
I was going to say 79, but.
I don't know.
I just.
Music is music.
I just don't like the term post-punk. I just feel like it's a poorly named subgenre.
Fair enough.
My feelings are valid.
Yeah. All right.
You know?
Right there. Yeah.
Anyway, what are your thoughts on post-punk or it being called post-punk?
I could go either way.
I heard that the call-in button or feature isn't working, but I think the chat's working. I think the chat's working.
Chat's up. I actually pulled
chat's
it up.
Tell us your thoughts.
I have
post-punk.
On.
Am I being a nitpicky bitch?
We've also, whoever did our website, thank you. The new chat thing on the website looks great.
It's so nice. And we have a schmedule now.
Yeah, it looks really good.
We have a nice printed schmedule.
You can even click on each other. You can just click on the shows.
Yeah, it's very nice.
Like,
we're like moving on up.
Yeah.
We
almost got a piece
of that new year, new Radio Valencia. Mm-hmm. We are living, laughing, loving.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, some Damned coming up. And this is actually a Damned album I'm not familiar with. I just bought it because I am not familiar with it, and I didn't have it.
Wait, so. I get it started. I forgot I'm over here.
Okay. Yeah, but I don't know. It's probably, I'm assuming it's later Damned, but I don't know. Let's listen. Right. Find out. We're on this adventure together.
I'll
buckle
do this
up.
And, yeah. All right. We'll be back. Whatever. I'm DJ Doug.
DJ Little His Muppet.
All right. I'll be
Radio Valencia.
Awake after this.
I'm thinking about it.